From Spark and Anvil and Numberverse, this is Nai, in Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Nai grew up on the river, where nobody could count anything exactly, and everything floated anyway. His family ran the flat-bottomed ferry that carried market crowds across the wide brown river below the town of Ware. On market mornings, the crowds surged onto the deck, farmers, geese in baskets, sacks of grain, a cart or two, and somebody had to decide before the ropes were cast off whether the ferry could carry the load or whether it sat too low and would ship water. Nobody could weigh each passenger. Nobody could count each grain. The crowd moved, the basket shifted, the geese objected, and yet the ferry had to launch or not launch right then on a number. So Nai's family judged by nearness. A grown farmer was nigh to 100 weight. A child was nigh to half that. A full grain sack was nigh to 200 weight. You did not need the true weight of the load. You needed the nearest round one. And if the nearest round one was under the ferry's limit with a little to spare, you launched. You cannot know the true weight, his mother would say, coiling rope. You can know the nigh weight. The nigh weight is enough to float on.
Nai's given name was Corin, but he had been called Nai since he was 10, when a bargeman asked him how much a stacked wagon weighed, and Corin answered, without pausing, nigh to 900, and was proven right within a sack. He learned nearness the way other children learn their letters, early and without noticing. A number was never just itself. It was always closest to some friendly landmark. 47 leaned toward 50. 42 leaned toward 40. A number sat between two landmarks and belonged for the ferry's purposes to whichever it was nearer. The hard cases were the ones that sat exactly between. 45. Was it 40 or 50? Nai's mother had a rule, and it was the same rule the academy would later teach. When a number sits at the halfway mark, round it up to the higher landmark, so that everyone uses the same rule and no two ferrymen ever disagree about the same load.
A traveling proctor from the academy crossed on Nai's ferry one autumn and watched the boy, grown now, call out load weights all morning without a scale. "You are estimating," the proctor said. "I am judging the nigh weight," said Nai. "That is the same thing," said the proctor. "In the academy, we round numbers to the nearest 10 or 100 and reason with those. It is faster than the exact number, and for most questions, exactly as useful. We could use a mind like yours." Nai had never left the river. He thought about it for a season. Then he handed the ferry pole to his cousin and walked to the academy, where he has taught rounding for 9 years.
In his classroom, Nai keeps a long painted number line along one wall, with the tens marked bold and the numbers between them marked faint. He begins the same way each year. He points at 63 and asks, "Which bold mark is it nearest?" The children look. 63 sits just past 60, far from 70. They say 60. "Yes," says Nai. 63 rounds to 60 because it is nigh to 60. "Now, 68? The children see it lean the other way, toward 70, and say 70. "Yes." "And 65, sitting square in the middle?" The children hesitate. Nai gives them the ferryman's rule. At the halfway mark, we agree to round up. 65 rounds to 70. Not because it is truly closer, it is exactly between, but because we all keep the same rule, so we all get the same answer. Then he shows them why it is worth doing. He writes a hard sum, 312 plus 289, and before anyone reaches for a slate, he says, "Round first, 300 and nigh 300. That is 600. The true answer is near 600. Now, if a friend tells you the answer is 900, you already know they are wrong, because you knew the nigh answer before you knew the true one. The children realize they can catch mistakes with an estimate, that the round guess is a lantern held up before the exact number arrives.
A girl named Perrin once stayed after the lesson, troubled. She said a rounding felt like cheating, like giving a wrong answer on purpose. If 63 was not really 60, Wasn't she lying to say it was? Nye sat down on the low bench beside her. He said no. A good estimate is not a lie, because you never claimed it was the exact number. You claimed it was Nye, and it was. When I said a wagon weighed 900 and it weighed 940, I was not wrong, he said. I was close enough to float on. That is a real kind of right. It has kept people out of the river for 3 generations of my family. Perrin thought about the ferry. She thought about being close enough. Something in her that had been braced, the part that thought every number had to be pinned down exactly or it did not count, loosened a little, and she felt lighter, the way you feel when you learn you are allowed to guess well instead of guessing not at all. Nye is unhurried and speaks slowly and squints the way he used to squint at the far bank. He still crosses the river twice a year to visit his cousin, and he still calls out the load weight from the dock out of habit, and he is, his cousin says, still Nye every time. There is a deep contentment in him at being close enough, a calm that being exactly anxiously right never once gave him, and he wishes it, more than anything, for every worried child who thinks a good guess does not count.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Nye. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.